What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Kim St. Ange filling in for Mark alongside Scott Jagow, Ethan Bright, and Sue Thomas. And guys, as we come on the hour, the last hour of this show, I should say, now at 8:08, Hakeem Jeffries is still talking. Listen in. This is live now from the House as Hakeem Jeffries has been going on about 4 hours trying to delay a final vote on the big, beautiful bill.
I'm confused. That someone who sits in the second highest office in the land would say that Medicaid cuts, $1 trillion or so of Medicaid cuts that are in Donald Trump's one big ugly bill are immaterial.
Big ugly bill. That's what they're calling it now. They're so angry about it. Chuck Schumer, you know, before the Senate voted on it and passed it, he made a change that technically, legislatively, it's just called, I think, the bill. It's no longer the big, beautiful bill, although I'm calling it the big, beautiful bill. By the way, 2:30 this morning, our time, the House did a test vote, kind of like what the Senate did. They passed that. 219 to 213 was the vote. They had one Republican who voted against it, Brian Fitzpatrick out of Pennsylvania. So that's a pretty good indicator of how a final vote could go. But I do want to update you, Scott, because you were concerned earlier this morning about Hakeem Jeffries not having water. You said he looked parched. He sounded parched. I saw him take a drink of, well, I can't assume it's water. We don't really know what was in the cup.
A clear liquid that looked like water.
Then he put something in his mouth, and Ethan's like, maybe it was like a, what'd you say it was, like a mint or a cough drop or something?
A Zen.
I'm like, it's probably Adderall. You think he just preemptively put on a diaper because he knew that he'd be standing up there? Because if he, and I don't know the answer to this question, if he stops talking because he has to go to the bathroom, does that end it? Because as we learned this morning from, I believe it was Jim Talent when we spoke with him at 7:20, if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app, it's only House leadership who can do this type of delay tactic where you can get up and talk and talk and talk and talk to delay it. It's not like AOC or anybody can get up there and talk.
Right. And it's just, he's delaying the inevitable based on what we know right now, that it's going to pass.
I think it will. I think it'll pass today. It's just when.
Right. We'll see how long he can go. I don't know.
I didn't feel optimistic going to bed last night. I'm like, oh my gosh, this isn't going to pass, because we had a number of people, conservatives, including Eric Burleson at one point, understandably, who had very legitimate concerns about changes the Senate made to this bill, illegal aliens being allowed to stay on Medicaid, and just a number of different things. For example, Thomas Massie was a yes, then he was a no, then he flipped back to yes. Like it got contentious overnight, this debate. And I feel like we should take some bets on how long we think Hakeem Jeffries should go. I don't know what the prize is, but we
over
should take
under.
Some over under. I bet he goes for I bet he has another hour in him.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere around there.
I bet by 9:30 our time, he's done. Would you like to challenge me on that?
You think by 9:30? Oh, I'll go over.
You know, we're off for the 4th of July tomorrow. In case you guys forgot, it is the 4th of July tomorrow. But you and I will be back on Monday. That's the final day that Mark is off on a little vacation with his family. And I did see some pictures they posted, and it looks like they're having a really great time, which we're really glad about that he gets some time off. But we'll have to, maybe something we can do Monday to the winner. So I'm saying he's done by 9:30. You're saying what?
9:31 or later.
Oh, come on. Don't do like the Price is Right. Okay. But this is like the Price is Right where everybody says their amount and then the last person says like $1.
It's an over under bet.
All right. I mean, technically, you're right. You would do that though in the Price is Right, wouldn't you? You would do the $1
thing. Absolutely. Yeah.
I guess I would too. I'm being judgmental, but I probably am not one to speak. So anyway, plenty to get to. Coming up at about 8:22, we have Army Staff Sergeant Monty Bernardo. He was in Afghanistan July 4th, 2012, and he has quite the story. And you think about what July 4th means to so many people, the people who are burning American flags and hate our country and for whatever reason don't leave when no one's stopping them. And then you think about somebody like this guy and the pride that he would have for our country. That he lost his legs and I believe an arm, too. And the fact that he was willing to put himself in that position, knowing that he might not even make it. So looking forward to talking to him. And then at 8:35, we check in with our friend Griff Jenkins from Fox News, talking about alligator Alcatraz and just a number of things, including a ruling that a district judge made that will impact what happens at the border. Ridiculous. Not surprising that these liberal judges are still trying to do dumb stuff to stop Donald Trump from implementing the policies that people elected him to do. It's absolutely ridiculous. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This is what America First looks like. We first have to take care of the United States' needs. And this is something the Pentagon does all the time, make sure that the United States has the strategic defense capabilities necessary to project power.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO there defending a decision by the Pentagon to withhold some, emphasis on some, weapons shipments over to Ukraine. And the reason was because our stockpile was low. We're not stopping all weapons being sent over. They're just some. We have to make sure that we take care of our security first, hence America first. Then we can help other countries. Just like on an airplane, you put your mask on first, then you help the kids who are sitting next to you.
So you would get rid of all borders?
Yes.
So when you land from an international flight at JFK Airport, no passport checks?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you for so bluntly telling us
I'm a dirty commie, so yeah.
Yeah.
At least the guy admits it. I don't even think Charlie Kirk knew what to say there. This is one of those college campus visits. He goes around and he sets up a microphone and, you know, tens of thousands of people will gather, and he lets anyone come up and debate him. And this guy thinks that we shouldn't even have borders. No checks. Just let anybody in. Sounds like a fantastic idea.
I think there are some people who always saw Diddy as a little bit of a impersonator. You know, I hate to say this, but in America, you can just ask Bill Clinton, if you say sorry enough, eventually enough people forgive you.
Oh, not wrong. Jury yesterday acquitted Diddy on the top charges and ended up convicting him of lesser sex crimes. He could face up to 20 years in prison, but I will bet that he's out by next Christmas, if that.
They are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States. I never in a million years thought that that is something that I would see.
Oh, gosh. Congresswoman Jayapal right there refusing to apologize for calling ICE a terrorist force. She's among the liberals who is going to be voting on the Big Beautiful Bill. And certainly one component of the Big Beautiful Bill and the funding that it includes for the border is she would not stand for that. She doesn't want the border wall being finished. She doesn't think like that crazy dude who said he was a communist. They don't think that we should stop anybody from entering into the United States. No checks. Everyone just walk in. Here you go. Here's a debit card preloaded. Why don't you go stay at one of our 4-star hotels in New York City? Here, dinner's on us. What? I do not understand that. What happened yesterday is also very frustrating, and that was that a federal judge, and I will note an Obama-appointed federal judge, blocked this executive order that Trump had issued. And it's basically, the order was to stop migrants from claiming asylum. Look, people should be able to claim asylum. I'm not against that. The problem is, and why this executive order was necessary, is because as we saw under the Biden administration, everybody and their monkey's uncle was saying that they were seeking asylum. And they were like, you're seeking asylum? All right. Welcome to the United States. No follow-up questions. If you're going to seek asylum, there has to be a very specific definition, which, by the way, there is definition of what that looks like. You can't just let anybody say that.
Yeah, it's actually granted by a nation to someone who has left their native country as a political refugee.
Not because you are not making enough money and you feel like you could make more money in the United States. You're not seeking asylum if that's the case. I get why you want to go. As a mom, I get it. You want to support your family. I don't blame you. But that you're not seeking asylum. You can't claim that is the reason for coming to the United States. And too many people have done it. Hence why millions of people have come across our border, and many of them just illegally. This is what has to stop, is these federal judges. Thank goodness the Supreme Court ruled on this. So it sounds like this is going to get challenged because it goes against everything the Supreme Court ruled last week, which was that these district judges can't impose these nationwide injunctions. So I don't even understand why the federal judge wasted their time trying to implement this, but I guess we'll see how this plays out. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, I'm really excited to speak with Army Staff Sergeant Monty Bernardo. He served our country. He was in Afghanistan on July 4th, 2012. He has quite the story to tell. I want to ask him, what is this holiday, what does the 4th of July mean to you? We'll be right back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
God bless America.
This just gives me chills hearing this. I just am so proud to be from America. And I never want to take for granted the freedom that we have, especially because it costs people their lives. And it means so much to me that people are willing to do that for our country. And today, Donald Trump will be headed to Des Moines, Iowa. He'll be speaking at the Iowa State Fairgrounds later on this evening to kick off the 4th of July festivities. And what's cool is that the pilots, the Air Force pilots who flew in that bombing mission to destroy the nuclear sites there in Iran, they're actually going to be attending the White House's 4th of July celebration tomorrow. And there will be additional personnel from Whiteman Air Force Base, which is, of course, right here in Missouri. But it's neat to see them honoring those pilots because I know that they did receive some pushback, you know, people sitting there questioning, well, did they really damage the site like they said they did? Well, honestly, we don't really know the extent of the damage. We've seen aerial shots, but it's going to take days to truly determine the extent of the damage, because it's not like you can just walk on over to Iran and say, you know, yep, that's about the extent of the damage. It's a little bit more difficult when you're dealing with a terrorist state like Iran. So I'm really excited to have Donald Trump in the White House right now as we celebrate our country and just honor those who have served to give us again the freedoms that we have. I mean, I just think about our founding fathers and just, you know, when they're signing the Declaration of Independence and just all these things, then, you know, leading up to the Constitution, it just all these things that they thought of, the insight that they had all those years ago. 249 years ago when we became a country. And you think about these brilliant people who were in leadership positions, many of whom were, you know, teenagers. And they had the insight at that time at such a young age to figure out what would be necessary to put our country in a position to be the best in the world. And that's what we are. I'm not just saying that. We are truly the best nation in the world. And that's why people are doing anything they possibly can to come over here to the United States. Why illegals are coming across our borders, illegally, again, because they know that you have the opportunity for the American dream here. They don't want to live under a communist regime or all these crazy policies that these other countries have. What's really sad is that I saw that multiple cities, at least in Southern California, maybe this is happening across the country, but multiple cities in Southern California have either canceled or postponed 4th of July celebrations over fears that ICE could target large gatherings. Isn't that sad? that people are so terrified to even leave their homes. They're saying that in parts of like LA, for example, that people, whether they're legal or not, these Latino residents are avoiding going out in public. That's how scared they are. Huntington Park, California, for example, has put a 30-day pause on, I guess, all summer events because of what they call growing disruptions by ICE activity. They're saying reports of unmarked vehicles and unidentified federal agents have created widespread anxiety, particularly among immigrant and mixed status families. Well, if you have a mixed status family, meaning that someone's there illegally, you should be worried and you should be deported. And I don't want to separate families, but that doesn't mean that just because I don't want to separate families means that you get to all stay here in the United States. I'm sorry, if you came across the border illegally, you put your family in that position. You put your kids in that position. You need to take your entire family to whichever country you're from and get out of here and come back to the United States the right way. Governor Ron DeSantis out of Florida was saying that last night they thought that they'd be able to get some of these illegals over to Alligator Alcatraz. And they were giving him an opportunity to self-deport. Remember, they were offering these illegals, what was it? I think it was like, was it $1,000 or $5,000? The exact amount is escaping me, but they were offering them money and a plane ride to go home. Like, get out of here. We don't want you here. And we have to take this seriously. I mean, you think about all these Iranian nationals who have been arrested in the last week, some 130 or so just in the last week. We have concern. I mean, even the federal government has come out and said, in light of all these July 4th celebrations, that there are security concerns and that they are going to be upping security and just making sure that people are safe. St. Louis City has canceled decided not to have a 4th of July parade. Now, I am not saying that the reason they're not doing it is because of security concerns, but I don't know that if a specific reason has been given. Maybe I just completely missed it. But I have to wonder if maybe that's a little bit at play here. Not obviously, this whole thing was in motion before. I mean, this has been set in motion for a while. But I mean, that could be a factor that people are just nervous. But I really would hope and encourage all of you listening right now, it's legitimate to have some concerns to go into these large gatherings. I totally get it. But ultimately, I don't think that should stop any of us from going. I plan to go to a parade and I want to celebrate our country and celebrate why we are the best country in the world. And later on here, before this show ends, I just have to play for you this clip of people who have no clue why we even celebrate the 4th of July. It's really, really sad that we have so many people who are incredibly uneducated. I did not listen in history class. I didn't care about it until more recently, and now I've started doing my research. I get it. I would probably look stupid on some of those questions. I'm like, really, Kim? You don't remember that? But these are basic questions that these people don't know, and these are adults. It's not like you're going and asking a five-year-old. It's just sad. Have some pride in your country, the people who fought to give you the freedoms that we get to enjoy today. My goodness. Back with our friend Griff Jenkins from Fox News.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Steve Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Always a good morning when we get to talk to our friend Griff Jenkins from Fox News. Griff, how are you? Are you just coming off of a vacation, did I see? Or those old pictures?
Listen, Kim, I mean, first of all, happy 4th to all of our great listeners. It's going to be such a good 4th of July tomorrow. And, you know, I applaud you for, you know, manning the fort while I think Mark is off. I'm actually in Pawleys Island, South Carolina on vacation, but I'm not going to, you know, give up my duty to call in to check in with you on Thursday. I'm actually driving to the airport of Myrtle Beach as we speak.
Oh, wow.
To flight to New York, because they've got me hosting, co-hosting the 4th of July primetime special on Fox tomorrow, 9 p.m. And they're like, hey, while you're in New York, can you do Fox and Friends on Friday too? So I'm going to do Fox and Friends in the morning. You wake up with me and go to bed with me.
Very cool. Wow. Well, so you're like
too much Griff for the 4th of July.
Never have too much Griff, but you're going straight. That is kind of hard when you go straight from vacation and then it's an early morning and you just, boom, hit the ground running.
It is, except for, you know, I started my day with catching some waves at dawn in Pawleys Island. So I've already been surfing this morning. And I'm ready to go.
What a week to be on vacation. Have you caught up on everything that's happened? Well, really just in the last, 48, 72 hours.
And really just overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, catching up. Obviously, I'm still dialed in on my Capitol Hill team. And we were quite, even in Fox, you know, taken aback by the fact that it was a, you know, post-midnight tweet from President Trump that seemed to really push those five holdouts to move the big, beautiful bill passed the procedural vote, which, as we all know, is sometimes where the biggest holding out happens, because that's when deals get cut. Now there's significant pressure for the Thomas Massies of the world that want to vote against it, because you're really standing at this point in the way of advancing, you know, the president's agenda, the billions of dollars urgently needed for the border and for ICE. Continue to deliver on the mandate to secure the border and remove illegal criminal aliens. And so I think you probably, and again, I just came out of the water in a bathing suit and a surfboard, but if I had to gamble, I'd put my $50 today that you're going to see this legislation pass at some point this morning.
Once Hakeem Jeffries stops talking, or maybe has to take a bathroom break, because we just saw him after about 4 hours of speaking, he finally had a cup in his hand, and we're assuming it was water. Maybe he had some vodka in there, but, you know, finally was taking a drink. But I'm thinking, man, at some point he has to be tired and has to sit down. And I assume then that would open it up for the vote the vote to actually happen. And it seems like because, like you said, that procedural vote that took place at about 2:30 our time, 2:19 to 2:13, with only one Republican, Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, voting against it, it sounds like they probably do have the votes, or it's very, very close. But I know you can't, unlike the Senate, you can't have a tie. If you have a tie, it fails.
Yeah, you can't have a tie. And so it's all about the math, as my colleague Chad Pergram loves to say. But the pressure is greater to go in. And I saw, I can't remember which holdout it was, maybe Style, or they were saying that it was literally Hakeem Jeffries' like ridiculous speech that after he was going to vote no, and then after Hakeem's performative headache speech, said, now I'm in. I can't deal with it. And, you know, it tells you, too, if you're a Republican and you're thinking about holding out, you're getting a preview of what it might be like if you hand things over to Hakeem Jeffries. Look, if this went down, we'll play the other side of the coin. If this goes down, it would be a massive victory of sorts for Hakeem Jeffries and Democrats, who have literally been agendaless, messageless. They've just lived in the wilderness and continue to double down on losing issues like illegal immigration.
Right. Well, and I'm glad you brought up the border. I mean, because obviously the Big Beautiful Bill does have funding for the border, finish the border wall and protect our country. And you obviously are our border expert. And I was stunned. I don't know if you've seen this, but I was stunned that that federal judge yesterday blocked Trump's executive order to stop migrants from claiming asylum, because the Supreme Court just made that ruling where these district judges, they can't issue these nationwide injunctions. So I have to assume, and maybe you have some insight on this, Griff, I have to assume there's no way that will stand up. How could it?
Well, I think your intuition is correct. I mean, we are, in uncharted territory insofar as the Supreme Court did not rule on, right, as you point out, they ruled on the, district judges doing these nationwide injunctions, essentially saying that it would have to then be at best get class certification to even get there. And so the challenge in and of itself is going to be interesting because, we're not going to, the Supreme Court's not going to let this rush onto their docket, because they're simply going to say, we just ruled on this. Are you not paying attention? Perhaps there is some sort of class action effort behind this. But again, those things, and I'm not a lawyer, but, traditionally reporting on them, they take a lot more legwork. They take a lot more time to pull it together. Because again, you're talking about something that has nationwide implications by a federal judge. And so I don't think on the surface of it, and my colleague Bill Malugia, I know, was reporting on it, breaking the story yesterday, would think that it's going to hold water, but we'll see where it goes.
So do you think there will be any legal challenges with Alligator Alcatraz? Because you have the people who are saying it's a human rights violation. You have the people saying, how dare you put the animals through. I mean, I've heard every single argument under the sun about why they shouldn't be allowed to open Alligator Alcatraz. But obviously they have already done it in like record time.
I just hope they send me to cover the PETA protesters wearing alligator costumes.
We should send them a hat.
That's just a dream assignment. And yeah. Look, it's a great question, actually, Kim. And the short answer is, you bet your bottom dollar there will be legal challenges, because we've seen for the last 6 months of this new administration that lawfare and lawsuits has been the only way that they've been able to combat it. So why would they stop? However, as we have also seen, the president has prevailed in most of these legal issues. As we just saw with the Supreme Court. And even before that, remember the Supreme Court ruling on, everything from the Alien Enemies Act to, being able to carry out many other parts of his immigration agenda that were challenged legally.
So now that Alligator Alcatraz is open, do you think you won't have to go to the southern border as much and you'll instead get to take a trip to Florida?
Yeah, we'll see. I hope so. Look, Ron DeSantis has done a great job down there as governor, and he's proven that again. I do think that, The border numbers that they've just put out this week are really, truly remarkable because you're talking about zero releases. They had the lowest single border encounter in the history of the border. On June 28th, they had just 137.
Wow.
And, you know, clearly the border itself, particularly in that southern border crossings, are down. However, you know, we cannot lose hindsight, and you know, we love in this country to have quick amnesia, that we know Iran, we know that the people who would do us harm want to get across, and the rumblings, not anything to report on right now, is, and I just got a text this morning from a guy in the Detroit area, you know, they're really also trying to make sure they have adequate resources up on the northern border, which has been, you know, known to have some people that have hit the terror screening database to come across. You know, you can't, just because those numbers are low, can't take your eye off of the ball, particularly on the biggest threat. I remember Jason Owens, a previous Border Patrol chief I spent so much time with. I asked him what keeps him up at night, and he said that someone, some terrorist, someone who wants to do us harm, gets across in the dead of night. Now, gotaways, by the way, in those numbers they just put out, are down 90% to June of last year. But, again, they only have to get it right once, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And that's the true nature of the danger.
It's incredible what he's been able to accomplish. And of course, you have, you know, people who are trying to naysay him and stuff. But I mean, we need to get these people out. And I know the federal government even kind of said, hey, with July 4th being tomorrow and people gathering for parades or fireworks, that we are kind of upping security. I mean, you have a lot of these, for example, Iranian nationals who they've been, I know you've been covering this, trying to get out of here. They made, what was it, 130 plus arrests the other week? Not that that should scare us away from actually going and celebrating our country and participating in those events, but there is a concern there.
You bet. I mean, look, vigilance is high. We know from DHS, they said we're in a heightened threat environment. And so, you know, my hat tips to our great law enforcement, both federal and local, that are going to be more vigilant tomorrow and every gathering from where we are in South Carolina to New York City, where you are in St. Louis and everywhere else, because unfortunately that's the time we live in right now.
Right. All right. Well, I hope you have a safe flight. I mean, we say this all the time, but it's worth repeating. Truly, like, I don't know anybody who's just more down to earth than you, who is on the national level. The fact that you're calling us on the way to the airport, coming back from your vacation, you have to flip right back around tomorrow. You said you're hosting Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. And then did you also say you're doing the Fox 4th of July special tomorrow night? Did I hear that correctly?
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm going to be there for Fox and Friends in the morning, bright and early. And then me, Joey Jones, Aisha Hosni, and Carly Shimkus are hosting the 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. 4th of July special. We got great bands, we got fireworks, we got everything. Going to be there right there in New York on the plaza out front of Fox.
Love it. Look forward to watching you again. Have a safe flight. Happy 4th of July, Griff.
Hey, happy 4th. Thanks for having me. And you know I'd never skip an opportunity to join you guys. I just wish Mark, you know, he's taking time off. I don't know. We'll
I know. Give him a hard time next. Give him a hard time next week. How dare he?
I came off the beach.
I know.
To call you.
You should host from the beach. Come on now, Mark.
Let's do it, exactly.
All right. See you, Griff. Have a good one.
Take care. Have a great 4th.
You too. That's Griff Jenkins from Fox News, one of our favorites. He's just such, like I said, he's such a down-to-earth guy. All right. I had mentioned this before, but oh my gosh, before we go here and end the Mark Cox Morning Show, we have one more segment to go. I have to play this video for you. Maybe you've seen some of them on YouTube, but you go around and you just stick a microphone in someone's face and you ask them basic questions about our country's history. And oh my goodness, it's just sad. This video is very cringeworthy. I'll play it for you when we come back.
America. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
What country did we declare independence from to celebrate the 4th of July?
I don't know.
What is the purpose of 4th of July celebrations?
I'm going to turn it to the guy in the USA shirt.
Fireworks.
A little more specific. A little more specific.
Celebrating our independence.
There we go.
A little more specific still. Independence
Day
from a country. Step in here at any time. Which country was that?
History was not my subject. I slept through that class.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Happy 4th to you guys.
When Jesse Ventura, John Wilkes Booth, and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
1870-something, but I don't remember the specific year.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe?
Hurts.
It does hurt.
It is painful to listen to.
Oh my, these people were probably, if I had to guess, maybe in their 20s.
Maybe a little older, even whatever. It doesn't really matter.
I forgot John Wilkes Booth. Yeah, he was a founding father.
And Jesse Ventura.
I forgot about both of them. Well, yeah, you have John Hancock, and then you have their signatures.
But they didn't blink an eye that he said that.
Well, remember, they did sign the Declaration of Independence in, what did she say, 1976?
Well, she started saying 19, then she backed it up to 1870s.
She got just a little closer.
At least Jesse Ventura was in politics.
Right. I know, but it's so funny that she did not even blink an eye that he said that. That he said Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth.
I mean, it was pretty cool when we declared our independence from France. It was really neat, you know?
But I mean, they couldn't guess a country. They didn't even guess
because they were probably too embarrassed. Look, I've said this before on the show. It makes me really sad. I didn't care about history when I was in school, and I so regret that. It was one of those classes where I would just cram all the information in before the test, know enough to pass the test, and then I would just forget it all the next day. And now I just kick myself because it's so important that you have historical context and that you know these things and that you don't look like a complete buffoon like those 20-something-year-olds did. I mean, I understand not knowing other stuff. Like,
right,
there are different levels. That is like top level. This is embarrassing. You need to go back to school. How did you graduate? Who gave you a diploma? Because I would like to speak to the superintendent of that school district. Maybe people should have to get up on stage and they should have to answer a couple of questions before they get their diploma. Like, you do not pass. You have to go back to another, do one more class, history class. These are the people who could be our future leaders, leaders of the free world, and they are answering questions like the fact that the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1976.
She was about to say that.
She's seriously did. I know she went to the 1800s, but you're still way off. It's bad. It's so bad.
Do we have more? Or is that it?
That's the only. That's the only one I had. I had to play that. I've been looking forward to playing that the entire show because, especially the music underneath it. It's cringeworthy. It's really, really sad. But you know, I'm so looking forward to celebrating our country, and I pray that nothing goes on with security concerns. I know I've been kind of hammering this point on the show, but I just can't say it enough. I just really hope it doesn't stop people from celebrating. Now, what I do hope is that you are not one of those people who decides it's a good idea to shoot off fireworks 2 weeks after 4th of July. I've already been hearing them in my neighborhood, and I guess I'm just a Grinch, but I heard my son crying for a second, and thank goodness he went back to bed. But I'm like, don't you dare. Look, you have the 4th of July, and I'm all about it. You shoot off as many fireworks as you want on the 4th of July. Go big or go home, okay?
Right.
2 weeks after,
or a week
I want to come and smack you. Although I don't really want to smack anybody, but kind of want to smack you.
And especially people who shoot off guns into the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there have been people hit by those bullets in the head.
You mean what goes up, what must come down?
Exactly.
I missed that gravity. In school. Wow, that's a crazy concept there. Gravity. Tell me more about this gravity.
I bet if you ask people about that,
what's
some people would not know what that is either.
I believe it's an old ship.
Oh, it's an old wooden ship.
The USS Gravity. Remember that? Sailed the ocean blue. 1492. It's just, oh my gosh. Wow. But yeah, I mean, what do you, I guess we have about a minute or so left on the show, but I mean, what do you guys think as we're going into the 4th of July? We don't have a show tomorrow. Like, we won't be on the air. We'll be back on Monday morning. Mark returns Tuesday. But what does this holiday mean to you guys?
I love the historic perspective of it. So I did my essay last week on KMOX, Three Good Things, and I talked all about the history of the Independence Day and some of the little known facts that, you know, people might not know. Not the basic stuff, but I just did. I appreciate the country that we live in, the freedoms we have, our ability to speak out. It's just I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the brilliance of our founding fathers and the Constitution, and the fact that other countries don't have that. You can't just freely, you know, express concern about something, or you could face being arrested. Now, sadly, that was the case under Joe Biden, but thank goodness we have Donald Trump who supports the First Amendment and all these other things that are crucial. What about you, Ethan? Putting you on the spot here.
Honestly, I just want to thank everybody, the military that serve, all you guys out there. I've got a nephew that just went into SEAL training, so praying for that kid and just appreciative, man. I mean, really appreciative of all the people that serve out there and make this holiday what it is for us.
I have chills. And thank you to all the families. I know that this is a sacrifice for you guys, too, and not knowing if they'll come back. I'm so incredibly thankful. So thank you guys for spending the week with us here as we filled in for Mark. Again, we will be off tomorrow celebrating the 4th. Have a very happy and safe 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. We will see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.